The U.S. population is aging at a rapid pace, which means more adults with autism are also getting older. This specific subgroup of people may need some support and some extra stimulation for cognitive recognition as they age. The nonprofit organization Bancroft in New Jersey is teaming up with researchers at St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia to see if artificial intelligence robots can be helpful. More from Nicole Leonard.
We're in the Hobb Innovation Center at St. Joseph's University, where researchers are waiting for guests to arrive.
Hello, how are you?
You recognize me.
That's Ernie. He's in his 80s and has autism, and he's a resident at Bancroft's Judith B. Flicker Residences, an assisted living complex specifically for older adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities in Voorhees, New Jersey. WHYY is only using residents' first name to protect their privacy. More residents arrive, including Christina, who immediately walks up to a white, 4-foot-tall figure at the front of the room.
Hi, Pepper.
Hi, Pepper.
Hi. Remember me?
Pepper is a socially interactive AI robot. It's cute. It looks like something you'd see in a Pixar movie. It has dark round eyes and an oblong-shaped head, a tiny upturned nose, and a little smiling mouth. Its head moves in the direction of whoever is speaking. It has a sleek body with two arms and lifelike hands.
Welcome back to St. Joseph's University. Do you remember me?
Yes. A group of five adults gather in front of Pepper. They're in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, and they all have moderate to severe autism.
I'm so glad you came back to see me. I have some fun activities planned for you today. Are you ready to start?
Okay.
Yes, Pepper.
Soon, they're playing the Name That Song game.
To hear the first tune, press the button. What song do you think I played?
Close to you by the Carpenter. Okay, so
they move on to the Name That Sound game.
What sound do you think I played?
Each player has to get up and select their answer on a smart tablet attached to the front of Pepper. Bancroft Chief Clinical Officer Karen Lindgren says Pepper gets residents physically moving more than they typically would.
And you can also see the amount of interaction they do with each other, which is really great.
Halfway through, there's a music break. David's face lights up when he realizes it's his favorite song.
Got your song, David!
You gonna dance or not, David? You gonna dance?
An impromptu dance party breaks out. Lindgren says it's a moment of pure joy.
Now we're like, how do we capture these things? And how do we capture that value? And does it get last?
Lindgren sees Pepper as a supplement to what humans can provide aging adults with autism in terms of entertainment and cognitive stimulation, and not a replacement. Researchers are also exploring future uses for the AI technology, like how Pepper could keep track of the behaviors and responses of individual residents and identify early signs of dementia and other decline.
So Pepper can pick up on changes that we might not pick up on, and we think there's definitely a possibility there.
Lindgren says one of the greatest benefits of Pepper has been the companionship it provides to residents.
Like, this gentleman right here was just showing he lost his wife, and that's the first thing he said, yeah, I'm going to tell Pepper about my wife. And so it's just really an unexpected but lovely result for us, the degree to which this is joy.
Researchers at St. Joseph's plan to partner with Bancroft long-term to pilot AI robots like Pepper with older autistic adults. Down the road, they hope to add more advanced facial recognition features and sophisticated language and speech models.
What season do you go to the beach in?
When do you go to the beach? Summer.
Summer.
Okay, so
soon, the Flicker residence in Voorhees, New Jersey, will be getting its own AI robot that can regularly interact with residents where they are living and aging.
Thanks for playing with me. You really know your seasons.
Yeah.
Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.